Land clearing battles across the country are becoming increasingly bitter. Now farmers in Victoria are being threatened with legal action over work to rebuild old fences on their properties. And a standoff is emerging, with one fight looking destined for the courts. Warwick Long reports.
That one up there, all the on the beside the tree.
Kevin Sloan is normally a big, burly, full of life farmer from near Violet Town in northern Victoria. Today, he looks broken.
Yeah, we've been banned. Sorry. I don't sleep. I can't f***ing sleep.
He's in a dispute with his local shire council over a fence. He claims he had verbal approval by the Strathbogie Shire to remove trees and limbs over the fence line. But after he did the work, the council informed him it was to take legal action for environmental damage.
Any tree that's on the fence line, we can fence pass and leans to the road, we leave there. If the tree is leaning over the fence line, we remove it.
So why are you being told you can't do this?
They can't tell us. They won't talk to us. They're going to charge me under the Environmental Act. Yeah, mentally it's pretty hard. It's taken its toll.
A spokesman from the Strathbogie Shire says the council can't comment as the matter will soon be before the courts. But advocates on both sides say the dispute highlights flaws in current legislation and the rules just aren't working. The Victorian case follows large fines handed out to farmers in Queensland for illegal land clearing and the death of an environment officer in New South Wales at the hands of a landowner 2 years ago. Gerald Leach is the chair of the Victorian Farmers Federation's Land Management Committee.
From an agricultural perspective, the current regulations in Victoria for native vegetation are neither fair, clear or practical. It's so tied up in regulation that it actually prevents the farmer from developing their farm appropriately for agricultural production, but it really provides no substantial environmental gain. The offset requirements are so difficult that the farmers just throw their hands in the air.
Shirley Saywell is from a local action group and an environmental activist. She says the environment needs a better deal.
I have to say I'm really thrilled that Strathbogie Council is taking a proactive stance on this. The removal of native vegetation should be avoided where possible. So I think there's quite a few loopholes that enable people to get around that, and I think they should be tightened, not weakened.
For now, Kevin Sloan says he feels like a guinea pig. Neighbours in his region are too scared to touch their falling down fences for fear of a similar reaction from council. They're all waiting to see what happens next.
Well, everyone's in the same boat. There's a bloke across the road here desperate to start fencing, but he's too scared to start because he doesn't know what's going to happen over this side of the road, because his fences are no better either.
Kevin Sloan, a farmer at Violet Town in northeast Victoria, speaking to Warwick Long. And Strathbogie Shire has told the ABC the matter relates to the removal of a number of native trees, including in Road Reserve. While no formal proceedings have been issued to date, the matter remains under legal consideration.